The total view of farmland in the United States shows the vast majority of rented farmland is owned by non-farmers, and about one-tenth of all farmland is expected to change hands in the next 5 years. USDA's 2014 Tenure Ownership and Transition of Agricultural Land, or Total Survey, was just released.
The last time this survey was conducted was 1999, so we've had 15 years since you've had a major undertaking to study land tenure and ownership issues.
Hubert Hamer with USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service says more than a third of the nation's total farming acres are rented, and 80% of those, or nearly 354 million acres, are owned by non-farmers. In addition, the study found about one-tenth of the 911 million acres that are farmed in the United States are expected to change hands in the near future.
This survey has identified about 91.5 million acres that are expected to transfer ownership in the next 5 years. The primary vehicle for that will be trusts and gifts and selling to relatives along with selling to non-relatives. So you're looking at about 10% of land and farms to transition potentially in the next 5 years.
The Midsummer Snapshot Survey done by the Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers, and released at the Farm Progress Show last week, showed that farmland values declined in Illinois by 2 to 7% last year, according to David Klein of Soy Capital Ag Services.
So I've got good news for those of you that want to buy farmland, because there's some opportunities that may exist that we haven't had since 2011-2012 timeframe. We're seeing some easing in the farmland market and farmland values. Our membership thinks we've got some opportunities here for those of you that want to pick some things off while we still have some low interest rates.
However, Klein says a survey shows they're actually seeing less farms on the market.
And so because there's less farmland for sale, we think that's impacting the ability for farmland values to kind of stay where they're at. We haven't had an oversupply. That's a positive note. The farms that we're seeing for sale right now really are your classic estates that are coming to the market or trusts that have matured because of a passing away of a final beneficiary.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.